Tabletop Time! I'm Dave, the narrator.
I'm Jazza, and I'm playing Rusty, a rusty adventurer with a party delving into the caves of the Labyrinthian Cave Labyrinth.
I'm Jen, and I'm playing Hops, and I like to throw rocks at people.
I'm Murray, I'm playing Urena, and I like to watch the velocity and trajectory of these rocks.
And I'm Rob, and I'm playing the magnificent traveling entertainer who is on a hunt for revenge by gaining magic spells to show up that little shit Kynalis.
And I'm in charge of the soundboard.
But we can't forget the best member of our friendly little party, our friend, Puddle.
Yay!
The overweight, an ex-adventuring pug with bulging eyes, a fat tongue, and a lot of dribble.
Oh, should we swap out Rob's name tag to actually have his name?
Can I do that?
Let's do it.
Change. Go to the frame.
I'll do it right now. It's a magic trick of my own. You ready? There you go. Look at that bloody magic trick. There he is.
The magnificent. Are you a magician as well?
He's been learning. He's been training. I've seen the little scarves. You try and tuck them away, but we all catch them. Look at them.
Can I just say that Level Up 5e actually had a non-magic magic kit as an option?
Really?
Wait, that was that.
Yep. That's amazing. That's so great. I love that.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I pissed myself when I saw it. Because I was like, there is no way that this exists. This is perfect.
That's so good. For everyone who watched episode one, you'll know that this playthrough and this continuation is brought to you by Level Up 5e, which we told you all about in episode one. But it's really cool that we're sort of experiencing a lot more of these features as we go through. So
yeah, and I'll keep bringing them up because they're cool.
It's very cool.
And you got to click that link in the description.
Do it.
All right.
I don't want to have to warn you again. You know, it's going to be good when we have a bear. That was
I didn't know you were going to say that, but I was like, he said bear, yes! And
a horse. Rusty's in doubt.
Someone
all right,
take the soundboard away from me, I'm so sorry.
So, let's get cracking as our adventurers move on down through the dank caves. And at the end of the last episode, I talked about a monster that was approaching. But before we get to the monster, let's do it.
I have a question. Does my previous incantation of Mage Armor still exist though I've been frozen in time?
And only if you spent the spell slot.
It was a while ago, Dave.
So basically, for you to have cast Mage Armor, you have not had a long rest.
Yes, but does it exist from when I previously would have had it cast?
Because it only lasts...
If you'd like it to, I'm happy for you to choose.
Yeah.
Okay, then remove a spell slot. You've spent a spell. Because you haven't long rested before since then. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Because you've been in time stasis or stasis. So you can get it. You can have it on or off. It's not going to matter.
I'm gonna keep it on.
Okay.
What do I do on my sheet?
You just mark off that you've spent a spell slot.
Yeah, just an expended. Just mark one down.
Dr. Mysterio's patented video. Okay, so you clamber down into a particularly dark cavern.
You said I smelt a threat. Does it smell like anything in particular?
Bugs.
Oh, I smell bugs.
And rats.
Rusty, can you...
Something's agitating them in this area.
Can you see anything on the floor?
I look.
Make a perception check.
Which would be wisdom.
16. Wisdom perception.
Is there a perception thing?
Wisdom perception.
Is there one of these?
I don't know what you mean, sir.
Where's perception? Do I have points in perception? Is that a thing?
It's the third one down from the top on the left.
Clearly you don't have points in perception.
Does it have a tick in it?
Oh, it is there, and it has a tick, so I get the three. So, 11, 12, 30, 40, 15, 16 is my roll.
16. You spot some traces of a larger predator beast. Looks insectoid by the trails. And can I get a marching order as we step onto our terrain?
I will go first.
Really? I'm tracking.
You can go first.
I'll go first because I'm tracking.
Rusty first, then Hobbs.
I'll go behind Rusty.
Mirena or the Magnificent?
They're
what's
chatting
your marching
at the
order?
Back of the group, just ignoring what everyone else is doing.
I am legitimately walking at the back of the group, ignoring what everyone else is doing. Just okay. Practicing my card tricks.
Can you place yourselves on the map as you enter down the steps?
Can do.
All right, so I'm first. Oh, wait, no, that's
not
you.
Not you, though.
Ah, it's the red. The red threw me
yeah,
but off.
Yeah, so place yourself sort of, you can be
is
start
there. Is
there
room
there,
for
yeah.
all us? Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
there will be. You go down the cavern. You yeah. should be able to place your models in that. Tile.
This little yes. alcove?
No, 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 no.
I'll
no,
let
no,
you, no. You're the GM, no. You do it.
You're coming down the stairs.
That's the one.
Pajamas. You're coming down the stairs.
Oh, I do not feel comfortable.
Are we coming down in pairs?
No, you're going single file.
And don't forget puddles.
So the... What is the next bit? So the... To catch them unawares.
Bananas in pajamas.
Something about Tuesday's
bananas
date.
Bananas in pajamas are coming down in pairs.
Okay, enough of this.
Nope,
enough bananas in pajamas. More moving in yeah. to a space. And now,
do we want
to be paying attention, or are we
yeah,
good
sorry,
with
I was
not?
Explaining
I just was checking.
Bloody magicians at the back think they
fucking
can
magicians.
Like, rule the school.
That's all right. What I was about to do is say roll initiative, and if they didn't roll initiative, that's fine. Just miss out. So we are entering a monster's lair. You are aware that there are monsters in this lair, but you can't see them.
That doesn't mean anything.
So we're going to roll initiative because we're immediately sort of moving into some level of action.
I got a nat 20.
So you go first.
Could you say that more like a bear next time?
Okay.
With the so
hops. Hops, nat 20.
Yay.
Then who was next? Anyone got between 15 and 20?
17. We both got 17.
Yeah. Who's got high? Roll off with each other. Yeah. It's a roll with
17 again.
7.
Murina?
7.
So Hops, Rusty, Magnificent, and Murina.
Yeah, you said
I'm going to call you Mags. Magsy. Maggie.
Maggie.
Okay.
All right, so Hops, you can act first.
That look that says, don't you? Yeah, you dare. You try. Yeah.
You sorry, don't no. even know the depth or breadth of my power.
He has bread.
Nice.
Our banter is so typical D&D play. It's great.
So my steely mean, I picked watchful eye, and it says you're internally alert, wary, ready for trouble. You have advantage on insight checks made to determine hostile intent, blah, blah. If I can't see the creature, can I see
you know this hostile intent. You already know. You're moving into a hostile. From your checks and from Rusty's checks, you have entered a lair. You are in a creature's den, and you know that it will attack you to defend its den.
And then my passive perception increases by 5. So I want to... Can I try and hunt this thing out? Like, to see where it actually is?
You can make a... I'll get you to make a... Wisdom perception check, just to sort of get a general gist of where you think it is in this chamber.
13.
Okay. You have a feeling it's close to you, very close, and
generally.
Probably central.
Central, okay. I'll move the 30 feet.
Okay, so it costs you 5 extra feet to squeeze past Rusty, and then
cool.
you'll be, there
That's
is
fine.
There is a sort of waist length. It's a rapid and narrow trickle of water going through the caverns. It's about 10 foot across.
Yep.
Would That's you fine. Like to move through
I
that?
I will move in, yep. And take the last 5 as well. Oh, I can't reach myself.
I can't reach either.
Oh, God.
So it's 5:15 to get past
Where
Rusty.
Specifically?
Yep.
This way?
Yeah.
And do you walk, or how far around do you go?
Just there with the pillar.
Okay. And so you're standing there. So that's your move.
Yep.
So do you walk through the water or jump over it? Or
I tread through it carefully.
So you just wade through the water.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing much happens except you get wet.
Cool.
And as you round the corner, you see the snapping shape of a giant insectoid scorpion.
Seconds before he sees it, I sort of say, as he walks past me, watch out for bugs.
You see the bug.
Great.
Would you like to do anything else on your turn?
That's it, right?
That's your movement.
Is it aware of
as soon, Hops? Yeah, as soon as he rounds the corner, it like and looks towards. It seems to have been eating one of the rats that was supposedly around.
Is he the only one who's noticed this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Can you use an action? You can't use a bonus action as an action, right? Like, it's considered a bonus action, right? So yes. Something says bonus action on it.
You can do something else.
I could then still use an action
yes.
if I wanted to. That's fine. I'm going to engage it. Move closer.
So you're going to walk up to it, which would use your action to move?
Yes, and then I'm going to use my bonus action as well.
What would you like to do with your bonus action?
So gaze of conviction.
What does that do?
You're going to just look at very seriously.
So you make a dash action to get there?
Yeah, so I stare down a creature I can see within 30 feet, and if it can see, it makes a wisdom saving throw.
It gets a 19, so it passes.
Oh, okay.
Assuming it may have some debuff, neg 1, so it still passes on an 18.
Okay, on its turn, the creature moves towards you and makes as many attacks as it can. The effects of this maneuver end when you attack a different creature. The creature is unable to attack you.
Well, you failed. Mm-hmm. However,
so nothing happens.
So you sort of size it up and look at it, and then you realize that this giant insect is likely unable to even comprehend what you're trying mm-hmm. to sort of make it do. But it still looks like it's pretty intently going to be attacking you rather than anyone else.
Yeah, cool.
Next up, we have Rusty.
Around the corner, seeing that knowing expression on Hops's face as he usually marches towards something he's going to attack and mm-hmm. know that he's found the enemy. So I walk around to the precipice of the edge of the column. I've
never seen someone manhandle a miniature for so long.
It's like there was a tuft in the middle and it was sort of rocking back and forth. And I'm a bit OCD complicated about that.
Would you like to move your pug as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he can move 30 foot as well.
We're all puddled.
Just be aware, everyone, for your size gauging, that each of these tiles is 10 foot across. So basically moving from across a full tile. So like that's 5 foot, 10 foot, 15 foot, 20 foot. He moved 25 foot then, which is cool.
What's my movement?
30 okay, foot.
Cool. All right, yeah. So I sort of try and position myself mm-hmm. where I think
and you can see the scorpion still rearing up and getting ready to strike Hobbs.
Yeah. But that was my move, so I can't.
That's your move?
Yep. In which case, I am also going to. I think I can do something. Hunter's target?
Okay.
I'm going to make this my hunter's target.
Okay, so that's your bonus action.
Yeah.
So this effectively acts as Hunter's Mask. So Hunter's Mark, sorry. You get plus one to hit and an extra d6 damage if you hit on it.
Yep, cool. Now I ready my bow.
You can shoot it. You've still got an action.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, that was your bonus action.
But I moved.
Just a move. So you get one move, one action, one bonus action.
I shoot it.
All right, make an attack roll.
Okay. So then that's just
D20 plus...
Boom. All right. So...
So it'll be in your weapons section, long Mastercraft longbow.
So it's a plus one is the bonus, so it's 17 turns to 18.
Plus your bow modifier in your weapons section.
Which is...
I think on the first page. Yeah, front page.
Oh, okay. 1d8 plus 4.
That's your damage?
No, the bonus plus 7.
So okay, 18. So you get 25.
Thank you.
You hit...
Yay.
Your arrow flies true and lodges between two chitinous plates of this monstrous scorpion. Roll damage.
Okay.
So it's 1d8 plus 1d6 from the hunter's mark.
Yep. 9.
9 damage plus your dexterity modifier.
Oh, plus 4. Plus 4.
Yep. So, that's your dex mod. So a total of 13 damage.
Plus my dex mod.
There is a hissing.
17.
Hmm?
No, I'm not good at
nine,
counting.
9 plus 4 is 13. I've already done your math for
nine
you.
9 plus
okay.
4 is 13 plus 4 plus...
No, you don't
oh,
get
plus 4 Oh, that's the dex mod.
Twice.
Plus the 4 is the dex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
All right, thank you. We got there. We all got right. there, everyone.
And
thank
an
you.
Arrow is sticking out right. from between two chitinous plates on this monstrous scorpion. And then it is the Magnificent's turn. To be magnificent.
I would like to move closer.
Okay. So you can move... Yeah?
Yeah.
You're aware, you see an arrow get loosed ahead of you in this dark cavern. And I can move like so by that. The fact that you're wielding an arrow, I can determine that you do not have a torch in hand anymore.
Yeah.
Rusty. So what did you do with your torch?
Leaned just against dropped the cave it? Wall.
Yeah. Next to you? Okay, so there's a light emanating roughly from where Rusty is. And it costs you an extra 5 foot of movement to move through someone's space, so... In that Titan arrow.
I don't think I moved to full 30 anyway.
That's fine. Yep. Just letting you know.
So I don't have line of sight of...
No, not from there.
No. And technically because of this single hiss is the only notification you have that they are fighting something other than...
And an arrow whistling away.
So a bear walks around the corner and then Rusty walks up and just sort of loses an arrow at hops, I guess.
And a pug toddles behind.
All of a sudden in Rusty's head... Need I be worried?
And then my eyes sort of meet Mags.
What? Worried about what? We'll take care of this, don't you worry, your precious little self.
Very well.
And you skip your turn? Okay. The giant scorpion hisses and rears as there's this arrow. It pulls its claw back and shatters the arrow, which just breaks into pieces. And then it swings out with its claws towards Hops. Mm-hmm. And it gets a 15 versus AC.
No. Don't hit.
And after snipping at you with its claws, almost trying to attract your attention, its tail shoots over the top. But it deflects off your thick hide. And that's its turn. Murena.
All right. I'm sort of going to gently swan my way down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then proceed to walk up and around and next to Rusty, sort of stand next to him as he's firing and knocking arrows and just sort of lean around the corner.
Anything interesting, or were you just doing a bit of target practice?
Am I able to gauge any sort of level of challenge of this creature?
Not without any ability that does so easily, and it will take an action to sort of investigate it. Hops has an ability that lets him do that,
I
so
do.
He maybe will remember to do that on Hops.
Sorry.
yeah. Are you doing anything else, or just being sassy?
Lift up my flames.
I will use my free action to be sassy thing.
Oh, you have found a big one.
Well, are you going to do anything about it?
And I say sort of as I ready my next arrow.
Yeah, I'll flick my flames at it.
Cool. Now, before you tell me what spell you're using or cantrip, I'll just let you know that it will have some partial cover bonus to its AC as you're winding around a bend. It's very tightly packed. And you don't have the angle that Rusty does. Are you doing an attack roll magic spell?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it called?
It's produce flame.
Oh, okay. Isn't that a dex save? On my behalf?
No. It's a ranged attack spell.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's an 18.
An 18 is going to hit still, even with the small bonus. Cool.
And then it'll do 2d8. So, that's a 15 damage.
Nasty. Big whack. There's scalding burns across this scorpion's armor.
Yep. Now we're talking.
Yeah. However, the flame in my hand is now gone as I have literally thrown all of it. So the light near us is now just your torch against the wall.
Cool. All right. Hops.
Yo. What up?
What you doing?
So, is using my martial law an action?
Does it say?
It doesn't say.
I don't know what your martial law is.
Size up. So your combat experience gains you a wide variety of good eye for... You can use a bonus action. There
so
we go.
So it does say what it is.
Great, bonus action. I'm going to use that now and use size up. So it will determine...
it's CR, right?
Yes. And the creature's maneuver DC.
Okay, so it doesn't have a maneuver DC.
Great.
But you do know it is challenge rating 3, which means for your party, this is an exceptionally easy encounter. Your challenge rating for 4 level 6 characters is 6. So this is half the challenge rating that you would expect to be fighting.
I'm going to smack you with my axe.
Okay. Regular attack?
Yeah.
Okay, make an attack roll.
16 plus 6, sorry.
You hit.
Cool. 12 plus 4.
Oh, is that your second attack? You're rolling one after the other?
No, that's, that's D12. The damage.
It looks like a D20. My eyesight's terrible.
No, that's the damage.
You rolled a 12?
Yeah, I rolled a 12.
Max rolled.
That's a 16 for the damage.
You take a massive slice. In fact, your axe comes through and just hits the ground and takes 2 legs with it as it swings and then rips back up as you're ready for your second attack, as you have multi-attack.
As I do. 6 plus 8.
14.
That's a miss. Your second attack, as you swing up, you backswing up, and your backswing hits a stalactite and just takes you slightly off balance in this tight confines, and you're quite big. Mm-hmm. And as you swing back down, the scorpion sort of hisses and moves slightly out of the way. But then it's Rusty's turn.
Knocking another arrow in my bow.
Yep.
I look at my list of things that I can do that I keep on my belt. Like reminding
you unfill the small reminder scroll.
Yeah.
That's right. A lot of this is very new and different. For example, I no longer have Thorn Whip.
Well, I don't exist. I don't want to be the guy that just sort of says, I attack again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've got Hunter's Target, so I'm locked on.
And you're steadied now, so you actually gain your plus one bonus to attack rolls. Because you are using your accuracy reserve.
Bonus.
It's your reserve, yeah.
The reserve. Awesome. So this will be... I'm going to use the one.
Oh, so so that's a long rest thing. Your bonus is passive. So because you didn't move this turn, you get plus one to hit.
Okay.
But your accuracy bonus, if you use, that you don't come back on a short rest, only long rest.
Okay, well, I don't really. I won't use that.
Is it, you know, so Hops has told you this is a very weak enemy, so you'll be able to take it down.
Yeah.
So 4 plus... So
plus 1 to hit, so...
5 plus...
7.
So 12. Your arrow skips off the armor and deflects against the wall. Do you have multi-attack?
I do. Wait, but that's like 2 hours at once, isn't it? Double shot.
No, I'm just wondering if you actually just have multi-attack as a ranger. Level 5.
Generally do.
Yeah. You would in regular 5e, that's why I'm asking, but you might not necessarily. At level 5, you have extra attack. That means we should have done this last turn. Every time you make an attack action, you can attack twice. You
keep the best roll.
Basically, you are now skilled enough that in one turn you go twang, twang.
Okay, cool.
So take 2 shots.
Yeah. So you make another attack roll.
Okay. I was almost a 20. Yeah. So that was 8, 9, 16.
16 is a hit.
Yay. Yes.
Okay.
Roll damage.
Oh, this is. I can do this.
D8 plus 4.
D8 plus 4. So that's 6.
10.
Plus my extra 1d6 to damage. 10, 11, 12 damage.
In the immortal words of Man Mercer, Jazza, how do you want to do this?
Ooh, knocking an arrow and seeing a vulnerable spot on it and having Hops just shouted at something about it being weak. How do you do that?
It's open. Shoot it in the face.
Good idea. And I pull back, aiming directly at its face. And let go, and it twangs off. I'm like,
yeah, wait, just hold it steady. Hold it steady.
Oh. I grab a second arrow. I'm like, I've got time. Directly into its face.
And you catch it right as Hops' swing came down and took its legs off, and then his second swing. And the scorpion sort of rears up. And you see its little mandibles going, and then as this arrow sinks straight down its open mouth, and then just...
Oh. Good shot.
And then it just writhes and collapses, twitching, like carapace limbs flicking about. Murina, the sort of spray of weirdly purplescent blood from this strangely affected magical scorpion sprays across the walls in an enticing fashion. And yes, you have lobster for dinner.
Yay!
Well, this is actually useful. The meat on these are often quite supple if you take a long enough time to cook it.
Yes, I run forwards to take samples of this weird blood from this magically enlarged scorpion.
Most, you know, giant creatures, like giant scorpions, are affected by magic. That's why they're giant. It's not the kind of magic you can do much with, but it's sort of like usually innate wellsprings of magic near places or magical artifacts. Even the runoff from that weird time thing could have affected small creatures that grow up near it.
Okay.
Mags, did you have shelled creatures in your succulent feasts in the dining halls? Sorry, Maggie. There are too many syllables in the magnificent.
Hops agrees. It's too long.
I don't pay you to agree. I'm paying you to guide me. You, and you shall refer to me as such. Yet. Yes, because you haven't completed the job yet.
Well, half now and you're the magnificent.
I hold my hand forward.
You wish.
As you were, Mags.
Every time you refer to me as that, I will take away from the fee.
I lean in, maintaining eye contact.
Any coin you take away from the fee is a piece of you I take back.
Oh, bother.
I'm several hundred years older than you, but I'd like to see you keep up.
There's a really easy way to fix this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, with some animosity in the group, standing over the carcass, I'm going to get you to make, this is for Jazza, can you make a wisdom survival check to gather your arrows, your spent ammunition?
Okay, cool. 11.
So the two arrows you fired, one in the mouth and one that skidded off its armor, you recover. But the one that it broke in its arms is irreparable. And you now have 19 ammunition remaining.
Okay, cool.
So,
what are you doing? Kept track of?
I haven't written it anywhere in the sheet, so just make a note.
Yeah.
Hops takes a big old sniff. Can I smell anything?
No, not really. Not in particular. And in fact, now that on my sheet it says combat warm-up is over, so we can move on to the next one.
Oh, good, great.
That was literally the easiest encounter ever, just to get your blood pumping.
I was feeling proud of myself. I pull a chunk off of a limb and sort of tear some of the flesh out and sort of reach out and give it to Puddle.
And you continue to descend into this place. Can I get you all to continue to take your exploration activities. Oh. So we've already had Rusty's as you continue to delve through, and let's have a few more. So
can you give us the options?
I'm going to just remind you of the options.
Well, I might go. We're entering new caverns that we haven't really been in before, so I want to sort of harvest both to gain supplies and also see if there's anything new on the walls.
So I'll let you know the other ones. We'll do the harvest. There's also track, prey, hunt and gather, gossip, gather components, entertain, cover tracks, cook, chronicle, or befriend animal. So you're harvesting?
Yep.
Okay, so you need to succeed on a medicine or a nature's check.
All right, I will go nature.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, all right. And my specialty was in plants.
Okay, so I'll let you have your expertise dice on that. Absolutely.
Right. 13. So 19.
A 19. Dokey. So you spend some time gathering up a bunch of different materials, and you recognize them, you know, some mushrooms, things like that, that you're aware of have healing properties. So we have just had a change of scenery. We're now in the caves, as you can see. Murray.
Yes, I wish to draw attention to one of the new additions for the druids. We get secrets of nature, or sort of little perks you gain as you go along. And one of mine is Master Forager, so I gain advantage on locating or harvesting edible flora in the wild and gain twice as much supply as usual when
very
doing
cool.
So.
So you get to roll, so see, you got a 19, so you're going to pass. Roll again, see if you get a crit.
No, I
you
got
do not get a crit. So but you do get remains. Double the supply. So you actually managed to find two uses worth of a healer's satchel worth of healing items. So if you do not have a healer's satchel, I'm going to give you a healer's satchel because it makes sense. And yeah, so you get two uses of a healer's satchel, which is pretty useful.
That's very useful. Nice.
Okay.
Awesome.
Did you have a healer's satchel?
We had a healer's kit from last time, so that would probably
that would translate to a healer's satchel for sure. I'll find out exactly what it does. So a healer's satchel, leather pouch contains blah blah blah. You basically auto pass a stabilization check.
Yeah, so
with
it's
it.
A medicine kit from
yeah.
For that. Yeah. All right. So we probably used two last time, so I'm back to 10.
I just realized, by the way, in that last combat, I missed the opportunity to use this button. You threw a fireball. That would have been cool.
Also, I would like to note how cool that is to actually have like ways to replenish supplies yeah. on the journey.
Yeah, so cool.
I was thinking about our D&D campaign and like, there's all this stuff about tracking supply.
Deep in caves and be like, you know, when we get back to town next, we'll X, yeah. Y, Z, you know.
And you can just find, oh, no, we'll hunt some food out here, or I'll do this, or I'll busk on the road while we travel.
Love
So,
and, like, keeping track of arrows is always a cardinal sin. Yeah. No one does it.
Yeah.
What would you like to do, Magnificent?
Gossip.
Okay.
That's an option?
Yeah, gossip is an action. So
I love that.
All right, so the gossip action requires interacting with people, but I'm going to allow it to be the players because you haven't really met them. Yeah, so okay. Make an investigation or persuasion check.
Persuasion, for sure.
Is this to gain information?
Yes.
Is it?
For you, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to gossip.
Wow.
Bad. Two. A two. So
five proficiency.
So that's a fail, but that just means you don't gain a particularly helpful roommate. They do catch you up to speed a little bit, but you spend most of the time bringing it back to gossip with Marina, gossip.
They catch me up to speed, like completely?
A little bit with a fail. Like you just, not only in the sense of what they've been doing, like they've been delving down here, fought the stuff in the swamps.
Yeah.
Okay. Swamps, sewers, and hops.
Keep going.
What's your adventure action?
Hunt.
Hunt
constantly hunting.
And gather. Okay. Hunt and gather. Make a survival check.
Oh, and the proficiency?
It's a survival
expertise,
check.
Expertise, sorry. So 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 18.
So we're in a difficult cave, which is a particular region, and weather affects this as well. It affects all of the CR. But in this cave and at this difficulty level, the CR would be 14 with a negative modifier for it being sparsely populated, but you still succeed. And you manage to find enough supply, that's food and supplies, etc., to actually see you all through a long rest. So if you need to stay in a long rest down here, you won't gain fatigue because you didn't have... You'd kind of used all your adventuring supplies. So supply is a simplification of all like food, wine, water, and all that. So you basically have got enough supply to cover you all for another day.
Great. Nice.
You need to rest down here. You're not going to get fatigued.
Great.
Cool.
That's it. And after several hours...
Do I get a thing?
You've already done it. Because it's a full day. It's a full day.
Okay, gotcha.
So yours led you to you to the Magnificent.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Maggie.
You delve deeper. You journey for hours hunting. Hops finds some, not rats at this stage, underground sort of cattle. They're small cattle that are grown in the Underdark. undeveloped down there, and they're completely blind and they wander around. But you managed to hunt some wild ones, like kind of like wild boars that had escaped agriculture a long time ago. And you hunt them, kill them. The dog definitely sniffs and barks over that duration. You take them down. And then, after more journeying, I am going to do something just for me as a narrator. I'm going to roll a random encounter. And I never roll random encounters. But you know what I love? D100s. So I'm going to use the social encounters because the thing is going to be fun. And let's see what I come up with.
Oh, is this in part of the 5e thing?
There's a D100 table of random social encounters. And I thought it'd be funny to have a social encounter underground.
Because the last one went so well, too.
Okay. And after a while of delving deep, you see something in the distance, a flickering torch light.
I imagine, Rusty, you're leading.
Yeah.
Again?
I think it's.
And your passive perception is enough to pick the shape of a hunched over old man hobbling with a torch, looking around in the puddle of slimy-looking water. You can see high above a grate broken through the cavern wall and a pipe leaking down that seems to be from the sewers above you that you've now left above you.
I call over my shoulder, Maggie, I think I found where your guide got to.
Good. We need to teach them a lesson.
And I sort of indicate Maggie forward to...
Cool.
Interact with this.
You get within 30 foot.
You, gentle fellow.
Oh, hello.
You're not my guide.
Huh? Would you be my guide?
No.
Oh. All right, then. Well, off with you.
And then he turns down and he starts, like, poking through the slime at his feet.
Does he look like he has any money?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not very much. He looks like a commoner.
I sniff and I walk away.
How did you get down here? Well, I climbed down here. Through,
and I look above him.
And there's like a wet rope dangling from the pipe.
Yes. What'd you come down here for? Well, you see, my wife, we've been together for many, many years. 5 decades. A long and beautiful relationship. But her temper can be something to frighten you to your core. And you see, she was doing the dishes, and she took off our wedding band. And clink, clinkety clink, down the pipe it went. Here I am, 6 weeks later.
Looking for your wedding band?
Yes.
Six weeks? What have you been living off of, man?
Well, mostly off stale bread.
And he refers to a backpack that there's, like, several large moldy baguettes now hanging out of. Some mushrooms he's gathered.
I used to be a wilderness survivalist. I'm pretty good at this sort of thing. But I don't want to go home till I found the wedding band.
Hmm. I turn to the rest of the party, like,
it's always convenient when you come across a merchant halfway through your cave dives. How much for the sustenance?
My moldy bread.
Well, yes.
One wedding band.
He looks very shiftly off to the left and the right.
Don't have one on me.
Does he have any source of light? Like, what's he got on him? Is it just a torch?
Oh, Hops, you have a wedding band.
We made a very bold assumption that he was human. He is not human. Oh. He seems to have dark vision.
I'll walk up to this being. Mm-hmm. Do I know what this creature
is? He seems plain touched.
Oh, okay.
So he's got extra planar ancestry in his bloodline, giving him dark vision.
Okay.
You're not sure what plane, but you can tell from sort of just his pointed ears and slight hue shift on his skin that he's not, he wasn't human.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you a hand. I'm going to try and see if I can find the ring as well.
Thank you.
If you'd like to, make an investigation check. Intelligence investigation.
It's been here for 6 weeks, Hobbs. You You're not going to find it in the six minutes we have to wait for you.
You do not find a wedding band in the puddle. Clap about for 10 minutes.
He hasn't strayed much from the rope that he came down from in this whole time. He doesn't seem the most ingenious of sorts.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I have delved for 6 weeks. I didn't start down here. I have mapped out the entire upper.
And he pats like a scroll on his waist.
How much for the scroll, sir?
One wedding band.
It drives a hard bargain.
Mr. Meg,
would we be able to have a look at it?
The wedding, the scroll.
The map.
No.
That is a man never reveals his secrets.
Please. And I want to use friends.
You cast friends. Okay, that's a saving throw, which he fails.
For you, old chap, old friend. Of course.
And he pulls the stopper off his scroll tube and hands it to you.
He really knows everyone, doesn't he?
I would now like to cast a prestidigitation spell that allows me to make an exact copy of a piece of paper using my own writing utensils.
Okay, so you have the map, cast prestidigitation, and you do that. You copy the what's on the map. It looks like a fairly well done like layout drawing of the sewer system above him that he's come down through.
Cheers, and I throw his back at him. Very haphazardly, like I don't care if he catches it.
He fumbles and it falls into the mud on the ground, and then he picks it up and tries to brush it off.
No worries, friend.
And he looks a bit sad.
You're awful.
Rolls it up, puts it in his pocket.
Mr. Magnificent, sir, could you maybe make him a ring? You're a magician, after all.
Yes, not a jeweler.
But a magician.
Not a jeweler.
But a magician. Pops like leans in as
hope. On a bear.
Pops leans in and just hopes to see more magic.
No.
What about the rings? So, you know the trick with the rings?
Oh yeah, you do have the rings.
Yeah.
Give him one of those.
Yeah.
That's not a wedding band.
Are there any animals nearby, like any rats drawn to the bread or anything?
A two. No.
No.
They're staying clear from all the noise. But you're a druid. You can pretty easily, you know, sort of lure some in.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
And I'm going to basically rather arrogantly declare attention to my presence and bring little creatures to me.
Okay.
Like the hag version of a Disney princess. Yeah. Yeah. Like rats and scorpions, like
Snow White, climb out. Bitch.
Climbs up. Yeah.
It takes a little while, but after a short period, a rather mangy looking rat comes around the bend and looks up at you, tilts its head.
You what, love?
I sort of look fairly disappointed in what I've summoned. Okay.
A small metal ring that would fit on the digit of a humanoid. We are looking for it. Find friends and bring it here.
Oh, I put the 5 years here. Oh, you can hook me up with one of them bloody breadsticks.
It will be done. 2 breadsticks if you are fast.
Oh, I'm known as the fastest in the bloody...
And this rat just runs off.
What a good little boy.
Marina's just been squeaking.
Yeah. You're an odd one. You see, we have tricks of our own.
Yes, I definitely see the makings of a show here. We could be very rich. Me, the bear... The old lady and the zombie dog.
Oh, sort of lean satisfied against the wall, like,
hey, I used to be something of a showman myself, you know.
Oh, pray tell, what was your show?
Well, perhaps you heard of me. The Crimson Crusader.
Has he heard of me?
Never.
The Crimson...
And usually everyone's heard of you.
Crusader.
I heard of you.
You've heard of
no,
me?
No,
yes.
I heard you.
I was known amongst all the lands.
I've never heard of you.
I'm pretty
in
sure.
In my 500 I'm years.
Certainly.
Not once.
You're a liar.
After a rebuff, there is a moment where Rusty The old man leans in and says,
"He is a liar. He duped me, that one. Bastard. He's a bastard. He's not my friend at all. I mistook him for someone else. He stole my map, made a copy."
Well,
so as a fun
and then
tidbit,
threw it in the mud, my dear boy.
The friends cantrip. After 1 minute, they know that you've cast a can. That's the
problem. Really?
So it's basically like a dupe them and fuck off.
Oh, I love it.
He doesn't say anything directly and within earshot of you because he's kind of afraid of you. He's like,
"Yes. You will help me get my wife's ring back, won't you?"
"I'm sure I can. I believe you're correct. This strange mystical man is selfish and cunning, but he has lots of money. So I will tolerate it in the meantime."
"All right, well,
we'll see if we can find your band."
Thank Rats!
You. If you wait.
Okay,
about 10 minutes passes, and a swarm of about 100 animals, rats, and a few other associated animals that aren't prey animals of rats, all just pour into the room, but stay clear of the dog that starts.
Do you have the mini on hand? We have a pile of rats mini. Yay!
Yeah.
Disgusting.
To like change this.
Can you make them do tricks?
I played the recorder once. It worked really well.
The bear plays an instrument.
Oh, yeah.
This is definitely a show. Yeah. We are going to be very rich.
Well, what do they say, lovely old lady?
And I'll sort of, go up to the rats expectantly.
Well, we got you what you want. Where's our bloody breadstick?
I'm sorry. How do I know that you've gotten the right thing?
Boys!
And a whole bunch of rats just move in. Swarms of rats. They all pull in. And, like, every rat just dumps a lost bit of jewelry on the ground in front of them. Just like boom, 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 boom. And within a matter of 30 seconds, these rats have like swarmed in and swarmed out. And there's a small pile of like mud and shit covered jewelry in the middle of the room.
That's going to have some value.
Yeah.
This time I click and summon the old man over here and gesture to the pile.
Mirina, why didn't you tell me you could do this?
I've done it in front of you before.
Yeah, she has.
Summoning shitty jewelry.
No, not specifically that.
Oh, the rat thing, yeah, yes. I knew that.
Oi!
Didn't realize you could...
Where's me bread?
We will peruse the goods for the correct item, and then you will have your reward.
There has never been a better time for prestidigitation.
I was about to say, I'm like, I'm going to do prestidigitation. And just, like, wave my hand, and the objects within 1 square foot are just clean.
There is a 19... there is no better opportunity. There is a 1960s... And little sparkles fly off the items.
Beautiful.
And they're pristine. They're clean. And
that was magnificent.
Oh, that was your best one yet.
Exactly.
They're clean now.
And after some rifling through, my band, it's here. And you see this man reach through. Then there's like some silvered rings that you can see small inset, like emerald gems encrusted in. He just reaches his hand through them, shakes them off like bits of prawn tail stuck on his hands at a buffet, and pulls out this like basic iron band with some old words inscribed in it.
Thank you. You've done your service. What could I possibly pay you in return?
Wonderful. Well, you owe 2 breadsticks, firstly. I just walk over to the bag and I just take 2 out and just...
Throw them to the rat to the swarm, rats. Which just starts consuming them.
I kind
them.
Of look at all the jewelry on the ground.
All right. Tell you what, your little friends did such a good job.
And he just pours the rest of the breadsticks out onto the ground. They're like moldy and the rats are going absolutely ham on it.
Yeah, I figured that, once he finds it, he's leaving.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
And then he takes a few steps away, puts his hand on the wet rope, puts his foot on the bottom. There's like a knot on the bottom of the wet rope.
He's like, will there be anything else?
I go to give, I assume, give him like a lift up, but I know
he's like Mary Poppins. He's got 1 foot on the bottom of the rope and 1 hand on it.
So I go over to I would be picking him up and lifting him up, assuming he's going to start climbing up the rope.
Cool. And he says,
It's been great. NPCina, away!
And then he kicks the rope twice, and then he just, like, lifts up.
Did he say NPC now, away?
It sounded like that.
NPC, away!
You could swear that he actually said his name, but in your head, for some reason, it sounded NPC like away. NPC yeah. now, away. And the rope just like, retracts up the pipe, and he just, holding on with one hand, is pulled up with it.
Huh. Just sort of stretching it.
Two good deeds in one day. I'm so good at this.
On a roll.
And as he gets the top and the bottom of the rope waves at you, and then it like coils itself up and leaps into his bag. And you can tell he has a magic rope and he starts to walk That's up so the pipe.
Cool. We it's should like, have taken the rope.
And
I'm
there you go.
I'm going to pick up all the jewelry and just put it yeah. in a bag and...
Cool.
Treasure is treasure. Mm. Thanks for cleaning it.
And you get 50 gold worth of fairly common jewelry.
This is the start to paying back our tab.
Oh. Yeah, we're in debt. Mm. We're not even working towards that the dream of yours yet. We have a lot of delving to do.
Mm.
And off we trudge through the dark.
Descend through the dark.
Womp, 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 womp.
As you descend deeper, you feel the sense that you are getting closer to something. Something strange, a feeling around you. And in the distance, there is light. Through a deep, narrow cavern tunnel, but you notice the roof of the tunnel sags. There is an old piece of timber roughly propping up part of it in a few places. And you get the sense that this tunnel roof is on the verge of collapse. And traversing between here and the room with the light coming into it will be dangerous. What do you do?
Sam, we're in it. We're looking
ahead. A narrow
corridor
tunnel.
Narrow corridor yep. tunnel.
But
at the
roof
end,
of the tunnel is very dangerous.
Getting over there is gonna be, might be mm-hmm. clopped on.
How okay. how long is this tunnel? Sorry,
it's like 40 foot long.
Okay. Can I? Was there anything in the previous room that I feel like I could pick up and lift and help support the walls?
You could do an engineering check, yeah, to try and prop up the roof.
Heck yeah. 19.
All right. Taking it slowly, Hops takes the lead, grabbing pieces of rock and pieces of timber that had already fallen, and using that engineering knowledge that you've learnt, studying Father's DIY magazines to learn how to build your very own bar and brewery. And with that knowledge...
Men's health is my favorite.
You successfully prop up the roof as you go. It's slow going. But you successfully navigate the trap, or the trapped roof, weakened roof, and you make it through. But as you get closer and closer, you can feel the tunnel stretch before you, twist, pull back, and a dilation, almost as if time is moving at a strange pace. It's confusing, and it's befuddling. And you realize that you are... in a strange place. And I'm going to get an arcana check from anyone who's got magic. So Murena yep. and the Magnificent.
Cool.
11.
Cool.
I think it's expertise you because it is arcana.
Yep.
Okay, let me see. 11, so 17.
17 is the DC. You realize Murena, a druid with a close tie to the magical places of the world, you sense that there is wild magic in this area, and this is one of the world's just places where magic has coalesced. And you're aware that... any spell cast in this area with a vocalized component is a very risky endeavor to trigger wild magic. Wild magic is kind of like walking around lighting cigarettes in a room full of gas. The effects aren't necessarily going to stop you or cause you harm, but it will cause magic cascades. Magic strange effects will happen if spells are cast. But if you cast them quietly and softly, by whispering and doing your incantations in small ways and channeling your magic, you can minimize the risk of a wild magic explosion.
Mm-hmm.
But you're aware that you are entering a wild magic field. Do you tell anyone your findings?
Yes, with great snobbiness, I inform the rest of the party of what I know and of the dangers of this wild magic, and also explaining this whole distortion that we're sort of suffering from as we make our way down.
And as you reach the exit to the corridor, you see a bright light emanating in this dim cavern, and you enter a large chamber. In front of you, grass and plants grow, the first time you've seen them in a while. A stream of light from far, far above, a crack in the earth, stretches all the way down here, and a lone tree stands, growing in this strange, magical place. And across from you, you see the entrance to the labyrinth, the proper entrance, a place where you might find that ambrosia. But unnoticed to you for a moment, and suddenly you become very aware of a large figure that stands up from behind the mound, behind the tree, shaking the very earth, tearing the meat. From something in its maw.
Well, that's ominous.
Cool.
Who goes there?
Nobody answer.
That was me trying to have the last line.
Was it? Yeah. Sorry.
That was the dramatic last line in the dramatic. I put the modulator on.
I see.
Yeah, and that was just going to be like, oh, epic music. Yeah. The episode ends.
And then I'm like, oh, hey, you guys.
I appreciate that you almost went for a, the Odyssey reference, nobody answer.
So, yeah.
What an epic thing to end on. Just our editor's note, can we just remove my making it less epic? If we can remember to edit that out.
I don't know, I like the monster being like, oh, excuse me.
That was so freaking cool. And good. What a reveal to this.
Hey, we have this sweeping scenery. Check it out.
This is amazing.
Yeah, that sweeping shot you did was really nice.
Oh, I know. I was just like, the worst part is like, I had a tickle in my throat and I'm like, I really need to cough right now. I'm just like, no. This is so cool. And we get to start off in this next time. And this is just two chapters into the Return to Ragtag.
Hell yeah.
I like Ragtag.
It's so much fun.
It's a very fun little group.
I like it with four people.
Four people. Yeah. It's so
good fun. Vibe. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, so sorry. Reboot's ending and we're just doing Ragtag for now.
There will be riots. We probably should try. We'll just try and have that cake and eat it too.
Oh, we can do that?
I think we can
try. Can we have cake for lunch? I'm really hungry.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's a